Begin the current daven set the Shabbos of Tzadi Zan. Begin on with Aleph. Begins his the Masal. This begins the words of the Gemara. Gzeres Shabbos leGomer. He didn't have such a tradition of Gzeres Shabbos. Tzadi Zan explains. So why didn't he learn it from Rabbi Kiva? That is, the Gemara brings that the question for Rabbi Kiva was that if Rabbi Kiva has Gzeres Shabbos, so the Gemara asks, so why does Rabbi Huda disagree with him? And that says the Gemara because Rabbi Huda did not have this Gzeres Shabbos. And as the halacha is, one cannot make up a gzeir shava on his own. But that's why he says, "As I'm beginning to say, okay, but ligma Rabbi Kiva. So although he didn't have such a tradition from his rabbi, but let him learn from Rabbi Kiva, shehu kibla mirabba, who he received from his rabbi, then he'll know that it was expressed in the Torah that this was halacha because of this gzeir shava." And that's what Tais says. By Rabbi Natan, he says, "Shahoyilam bekabal." They had a tradition, minyan gzeir shava shabachal Torah, the amount of numbers of how many gzeir shavas in the whole Torah. B'zuhay, so you say al cheshbon, if he would have this gzeir shava, Rabbi Yehuda Maseh would take him over the calculation of the amount of Gzeir Shabbos that he had. Lefikach leKibla, he could not accept this tradition from Rabbi Kiva because obviously it was a different Messiah, and they knew it was going to be that amount of Gzeir Shabbos, and they couldn't have it received. And therefore, the Gemara says Gzeir Shabbos leGomer because he couldn't even learn it from Rabbi Kiva.